Friends, we have been singing songs about many things and particularly about customer focus. And in this chapter, number 10 of our total quality management, we are going to discuss some more details about the customer focus. You know, survival of our business is there only if customer is happy. Only if his changing needs are fulfilled, only if we do continuous improvement, only if we involve our people as a team in continuous improvement and innovation. Customer focus. And here is a quote of Mahatma Gandhiji, where he says, "A customer is the most important visitor on our premises. He is not dependent on us. We are dependent on him. He is not an interruption on work. He is the purpose of the work. He is not an outsider to our business. He is part of our business." Look what kind of thinking he was having. He says, customer is not outsider to our business. He is part of our business. We are not doing him a favor by serving him. He is doing us a favor by giving us the opportunity to do it. He has given me opportunity to do it. So, he gives the description of a customer, how important he is for our business. What a great thinking of a great man. Then look at this great person called Robert Bosch. Robert Bosch is a great company running all over the world, also in India, Bangalore, Nasik, Jaipur and elsewhere. He said before 1942, it has always been an unbearable thought to me that someone could inspect one of my products and find it inferior. In my dreams also, I get a nightmare that somebody is buying my product, inspects it and finds that it is inferior. I cannot bear it. It is an unbearable thought to me. It is just a thought, but unbearable thought. For that reason, I have constantly tried to produce products which withstand the closest scrutiny, products which prove themselves superior in every respect, because I don't want to compromise on customers' confidence. Robert Bosch, look at this photo. In younger age, he used to visit the customers on his bicycle. Robert Bosch, he says, I don't want to compromise so that I lose the customer's confidence. I will never lose the customer's confidence. Every organization must focus on retaining existing customers, because earlier I have said, lost customer is the biggest loss to the organization. Very important, retaining existing customers. Very important, making them happy, delighted. Attracting more and more customers. Attracting more and more loyal customers who are buying your products only and don't move away from your concern. Don't move away from your organization. Loyal customers. Attract more loyal customers. Making continual improvements in design and processes in order to satisfy their ever-increasing needs and expectations, including low price, high reliability, high performance, but low price. We have said it earlier also. Why we are saying it again? We are saying it again because it is most important factor of TQM. Every organization must do this. Customer is said to be the king in any business transaction. He is our king. Who is our boss? Chairman and MD is not our boss. Customer is our boss. He is our God. He needs to be treated with dignity. Right from the moment he enters the organization, the security personnel treat him with respect. The moment he comes to the receptionist treats with respect. Everyone in the organization treats the customer with respect, with courtesy, with dignity, offers him tea, coffee, gives him proper seat there, offers him the product in time, doesn't waste his time, gives him all the technical information. Satisfying or delighting all the customers is not an easy task. There are different kinds of customers. Every customer has to be treated differently. The same process may not work for every customer. There are many types of customers in the market. However difficult it may be, the business warrants customer focus only. Because your business will just not exist if there is no customer focus. Here is a funny cartoon. Customer wanted this. He has described that he wants something like this. What the engineer designed is something like this. And what the customer actually wanted is this. What customer wanted is this. But what he described is this. And what engineer designed is this. There are many kinds of customers. Customer type 1, the customer who does not know what he wants and does not know that he does not know what he wants. He does not know anything. He does not know what he wants and he does not know that he does not know what he wants. Funny. Be gentle with them because they don't know anything. Be gentle with them. Then there are some customers. A customer who does not know what he wants, but he knows that he does not know what he wants. He knows that he doesn't have any idea about the product. He knows. He is not in the dark. He knows that he does not know. So he says that, okay, you explain to me. I don't know. Teaching and training them is required. It is not like customer number 1 who does not know anything. But here he knows that he does not know. At least something is there. So teach him, train him about the product. Give him all the information about the product. And let him know what the product is about, what his service is about, what the service is like. Teach him. Then customer type number 3 is customer who knows what he wants and he does not know that he knows what he wants. He does not know that he knows what he wants. Attractive, stunning advertisements are needed for these customers because they know what he wants. He knows what he wants. He does not know that he knows what he wants. So, attractive, stunning advertisements are needed for these customers. And customer type 4, he knows what he wants. And I have faced such customers in Indian Navy. And such people are there who are very knowledgeable. They know what they want and they know that they know. They are very knowledgeable. They know that they are knowing even much, much better than what we know. These customers, type 4, are masters of themselves. They are very experienced people. They are practically very competent. And such customers, they will be demanding types. They will be asking that I want this kind of design. I want this kind of a performance. And large percentage of customer falls in this category. Nowadays, large percentage of customers are very knowledgeable, very experienced, very competent. The success of quality mainly depends on making this category of people satisfied. Making customer number 1 satisfied is not a very big task. Number 2, number 3, not a very big task. But customer type 4, who knows everything, and he knows that he knows everything. Such customers are very important. If you are able to satisfy this kind of customers, then you are successful. Should all the customers be treated equally? Yes. Small customers, Yes. Big customers? Yes. It is also a wise approach to concentrate on vital few customers. 20% who hold 80% of market share. Your market share, 80% of the market share is held by few customers. Yes, we must totally focus on such customers also. Does that mean that we should neglect the small customers? No. Funny thing. We should focus on the customers who hold the 80% of the market share. But we should not neglect the customers who are small customers. That is the customer focus. All must be treated equally. So, six basic requirements of the customers, what they want, small or big. Customer number 1, 2, 3 or 4, what they need is high levels of quality and reliability. High degree of flexibility. That means, if they want some more quantity, you have to give. If they want some different design, you have to give. If you want, if they want some other things in the change in the performance, increase in the performance, you have to immediately design the products and then give them. Flexibility. High levels of service. Their phone call comes and your man is there within shortest possible time. Even if it is in Himachal Pradesh, even if it is in mountainous area, your man goes there by plane, is available to him shortest possible time. That is the high level of service. And that man goes to the customer and repairs his machine immediately. Low cost, quick response, consistency. Customer wants everything in low price. He wants quick response, that means the speed, that means the lead time between order to delivery must be as low as possible, then consistency. He wants consistency. If 6 months, yes, give it in 6 months. If 6 days, give it in always in 6 days. It should not happen that sometimes 2 days, sometimes 6 days, sometimes 1 month, sometimes absolutely no dependability. That should not happen. So, what customer wants is high levels of quality and reliability, flexibility, high level of service, low cost, speed and consistency. If we are able to fulfill all these 6 things, then we are there in the business. It is essential to understand the customer's perception of quality. Because you may feel that my quality is good. For example, I may feel that my lecture is good. Do you feel that? Is important. If you don't feel that my lecture is good, then my lecture is not good. Because you are my customers. Your perception about me is important. You should not get bored by my lecture. You should understand what I am talking about. My voice should be such that it reaches you. Then my lecture is good. I may be feeling that I am very good. I am a very learned and experienced person. What is the use? If students are not happy, then lecture is not good. Customer's perception of quality. Since the customer's needs, values and expectations are constantly changing, it can happen that today you are liking my lecture, maybe next generation of students may not like it. So, that time I have to improve my style of giving lecture. Constantly changing, they are becoming more demanding. There is no acceptable quality level for the customers. No acceptable quality level. They want what they want. We cannot say that acceptable quality level is this as we accept it. They will say, no, I don't want. If your 1000 parts contain 2% defectives, I don't want it. You cannot argue with him that no, 2% is acceptable quality level. They will say, no, my acceptable quality level is 0 defect. Over. This means that there is a need for continuous improvement of quality. Same things coming again and again. TQM. If you want customer focus, continuous improvement is a must to meet ever-changing customer expectations. And this point is repeatedly coming. Why? Because that is the crux of the matter. Survey conducted by the American Society of Quality on end user perceptions of important factors that influence purchase showed the following ranking. Influence purchase. I go to the market. I want to buy a TV. Then I go to LG, then I see Samsung and all other brands, and my decision to buy the TV depends on performance, features, service, warranty period, price, reputation and brand image. For example, Coca-Cola, and there is one vendor who has made the drink himself of a very good quality, but I don't buy it because his brand is not reputed. Coca-Cola is reputed brand. So I go for Coca-Cola, even if it is costly. That poor fellow giving better quality in lower price, he has made the drink himself. That drink is very tasty, is healthy, but I don't want to buy that because that brand is not reputable. Then availability, reliability and maintainability. If I buy a machine, I want that machine to be available for 24 hours, all the three shifts, even on Sundays. Reliability, I have explained this. Maintainability, I have explained this. So what customer wants is performance, features, service, warranty, price, reputation and availability, reliability and maintainability. Total customer satisfaction is based on the entire experience with the organization. Not only product, entire experience, how the customer was treated, how his order was processed, how when he went to the witness inspection, how he was treated, how he was offered the product. Was the product good in the witness inspection? Was the system in place? Were the competent people present? Total experience with the organization. Not just the product. Customer comes again and again to your organization if he is getting the total good experience. That is the quality. That is the customer focus. Customers often spread their bad experience with the product or service much faster than their good experiences. Suppose I go to a place where I am treated badly, I will keep on telling to my 100 friends that look, don't go there. They are bad people. They don't know how to make the business. If they do anything good, I may not tell anybody. Customers often spread their bad experience with product or service much faster than their good experiences. Understand this. I am talking about customer focus. The first test of the firm's operating system is that ability of the firm to supply customers with products and services they actually want. For example, as I earlier said that one customer came for witness inspection, he wanted a vertical motor and people offered him with a horizontal motor. Very big blunder actually. In the quantities desired, for example, he wanted 10,000 pieces and you offer him only 1,000. He says, what is this going on? I wanted 10,000 pieces today. There is my dispatch delivery schedule today. And you people are offering him paltry 1,000 pieces. What do I do with that? If firm is not prepared to do this, another firm will oblige the customers. Demand is a reflection of ability to of the products to provide the value to the customers. Value. Value for the money. Customer is spending his hard-earned money. We must give him the value, the total value of his money. An important aspect of designing quality products is giving people what they want, exactly what they want. While listening to the customer is an important part of the manufacturing link, it is closely associated with marketing. Finding out what customer wants has the following steps: obtaining data, characterizing customer needs, prioritizing customer needs and linking needs to design. And you should be very close to the customer for this. Otherwise, what will happen? Like that cartoon I have shown. This should not happen. Customer must get exactly what he wants. For that, if you want to design the product, okay, you design it and show to the customer, get his approval. But customer must get what he wants and not anything other than that. Customer driven quality cycle, identification of customer needs, translation into product service specifications, output, and perceived quality for customers. Perceived quality, that means customer is perceiving the quality. I am giving the lecture, I feel that it is 100 and you people feel that it is 20, then 20 is the perceived quality, not 100. Actual quality minus expected quality. For example, you people are expecting 80%. I am feeling that I am giving 100%. Actually, perceived quality is only 20%. Customer relationship management, CRM. A company builds its customer loyalty by developing trust and effectively managing the interactions. Interrelationship, close relationship with customer, with customer contact employees. Customers are always contacted by the employees. Whether there is a business or not, whether there is order or not. For example, I give a ring to the customer. Sir, how are you, sir? How is your son? Who has given the examination of SSC? How were his papers? How is the health of your mother, sir? She was not feeling well some days back. Do we call to the customer like this? Never. Actually, we should be in very close contact. Customer contact employees. They are the people whose main responsibility is bring them in regular contact with customers in person, by telephone or through other means, email, SMS and so on. Employees who are in constant contact with the customers. These employees must be carefully selected, extensively trained and empowered to meet the and exceed the customer expectations. Go to them, visit them, sit with them, discuss with them and find out what they want. Then they will tell you, look, you have given me 1 lakh pieces, but look, some of them are defective. Can you do something about it? Can you do a design change like this? Is it possible for you? Then you know what is the voice of the customer. Voice of the customer is important. Understand it, hear it, and then incorporate his needs in your design. That is the customer focus. Customer relationship management is defined as a concept of establishing a relationship in the big corporate world using modern technology including database and communication technology. What are communication technologies? It can be telephonic communication. It can be video communication, similar to local grocery stores. Small fellow, local grocery store. But he knows every customer by name. He knows every customer by his family. And he is very close to the customer. He gives credit to the customer also. Whatever customer wants, he gives. Similar to local grocery stores, where the owner has good understanding of the needs of the individual customers. And long-term relationships are established. Long-term relationship with the customer. Knowing the customer with the name. Knowing the customer with the family. Every time keeping contact with the customer, whether there is order or not, whether there is business or not. Every time check what the customer wants. Know the pulse of the customer. That is CRM. And the best example of a small person is the local grocery stores. Excellent customer relationship management depends on 4 aspects. Commitment to customers. So you are committed to the customer. Companies that believe in the quality of their products make strong commitments to the customer. Sir, we will give you. Customer wants something earlier than the schedule. For example, I have committed end of May. He says, can you give it in April end? Then I said, yes, sir. I don't say, it is not possible, sir. It is not possible, sir. No. I say, yes, sir. Because I am committed to him. I will do all the adjustments in my production line, but I will see that the customer gets that product in April end. Commitment. Then customer focused service standards. service standards for one customer, different standards I have to give because he wants some higher standards. Measurable performance levels or expectations that define the quality of customer conduct. When I was working in Bosch, there was an angry customer. Nobody was able to go to that customer because customer was very angry. One day I decided that I will go to him and I will face him up front. I will face him, I will listen to him and I will satisfy him. And I did it. I explained to him what all improvements I have done in my production line, and I explained to him that what kind of better quality he will get in the future, and I was able to make that customer happy and satisfied. Training and empowerment. Good customer relationship management depends on quality of training of customer contact employees, because customer contact employees must know how to speak, how to deal with the customer, so they are properly trained. Effective complaint management. If customer complaint comes, it is addressed immediately. It is resolved immediately. Despite all efforts, every business experiences unhappy customers. Yes, some unhappy customers will be there. Effective resolution of complaints. Increase the customer loyalty. I have said earlier, I want loyal customers and effective resolution of complaints. For example, you get a complaint, immediately resolved. For example, he says, my product is defective. Replace it immediately. Take the defective parts back. Replace it or repair it immediately. That will improve the customer loyalty. He will give the repeat orders. Only if he gets proper service, only if his complaints are addressed immediately, only if his complaints are resolved immediately. And retention of the customer also. I said customer loyalty and customer retention, because we have to retain our old customers. We have to get new loyal customers. Not easy. Easy to talk. But the CRM we have to implement. Customer relationship management. CRM is commonly defined in two broad categories. Operational CRM and analytical CRM. What is operational CRM? It refers to those product services and operational capabilities that enable an organization to customer care contact centers. Analytical CRM is strategies and tools that drive customer centric business decisions. Analytical CRM, marketing automation, sales automation, systems that put sales representative directly in touch with the customers at point of sale, service fulfillment, customer self-service, for example, web self-service, search, interactive chat, email, voice over IP, call me capabilities, conferencing, e-commerce. And now, after customer relationship management, I come to the customer involvement management. Customer relationship management, I have a personal relationship with the customer. By all this, analytical CRM, operational CRM, customer care, contact centers, and now I have come to the customer involvement management. I involve the customer. The best thing, I will tell you what is happening. It's an approach that takes the customer orientation one step further. If we are here, customer relationship management, customer involvement management is a step higher. CIM is about identifying and developing possibilities to involve customers in the business and the product development, product design, such as design, marketing, sales, customer service, etc. Nike is the company. Nike ID. One example of a company that uses CIM is Nike. With the concept Nike ID, they let the customers design their own sports shoes. They say, okay, you want the sports shoes? Okay, you design it. We'll make it for you. Customer involvement. Customer says, okay, I don't like your shoes. Okay, you design the shoes. I will manufacture the design, whatever you have designed. That is customer involvement. More recently, companies have started to build web portals in order to involve their customer in the idea generation. We say, customers, you generate your idea, we will manufacture. Selection, development and commercialization phase of their innovation process. Customer is also a great person who can innovate. So we say, okay sir, you innovate, we will make it as you want. Making customer satisfaction, measuring customer satisfaction, customer feedback is vital. Though customer feedback, through customer feedback, a company learns how satisfied his customers are. We have to measure customer satisfaction. Also about the competitors' products and services. Earlier I said the house of quality. Now I say the competitors' products and services. I ask the customer, sir, how do you rate my product vis-a-vis competitors' products and services? Measuring customer satisfaction, face-to-face interviews can generate a significant amount of qualitative information. Go to the customer, face him. Face him head on. Measuring customer satisfaction. Some of the tools, sources used for gathering information from customers are surveys, phone calls, customer complaints, customer reports, complaint reports, trade trials, customer audit, Salesforce consultants. Customers' decisions are mostly controlled by perception. If his perception is not accepting your quality, he will not accept it, he will reject the parts. There can be a gap between what is perceived to be good and what is actually important to the customer. That also is there. For example, here is a chart. Low importance, very good perception. High importance, very good perception. High importance, low perception. This is perception and this is important to the customer. Now, you will not understand what I have said here, so I will explain it further. In a survey conducted to get the customer feedback on various domestic refrigerators, the finding was alarming. Factors perceived by the customers are quality indicators were low price. That means they were feeling that if the price is low, refrigerator is good. Longer guarantee period, refrigerators are good. Less noise, refrigerator are good. Okay, we are laymen, we buy refrigerator. So we expect that the refrigerator should have low price. Okay, nothing wrong in that. We expect that refrigerator should have longer guarantee period. Okay, nothing wrong in that. And we want less noise. We don't want any noise. Okay, nothing wrong in that also. However, important factors that determine the quality of refrigerator, actually, quality of refrigerator, does it depend only on these three factors? No. Energy efficient. Is the refrigerator energy efficient? That is the quality indicator, which is not important for the customer. Customer doesn't expect that, but they are important for the customer as far as we engineers are concerned, manufacturers. So we should give them what is important. For example, energy efficiency. We should manufacture the refrigerators in which there is high energy efficiency. Environment friendliness, safety. Customer should not get a shock. It should be energy environment friendly. But these important things were not there in the customer's expectation priority list. But should we go by only customer's expectations? No. We should also give what is important to the customer. Customer may not have perception of that. His high importance is different. Very low, very good perception, then we should actually work like this. We should know what is his perception, but we should also give him what is important. Thank you.